Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. The intense dissonance between rising markets and falling investor sentiment recently seemed to be easing, and the combination of declining markets and a recovering sentiment signals that investors may have completed their rebalancing towards risk-averse strategies for now. So what was investor sentiment like over the past month, and what can help recover investor sentiment? Well, joining us on the phone today is Olivier Dacier, who's the Head of Applied Research of APAC at Contigo. Olivier, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me again today. So we're entering a new month now. Today seems to be the first trading day for many. How did markets perform last month?
So last month, you know, we were recovering from the shock of that financial crisis that we had in mid-March, right? And the regulators were very quick to step in, and they calmed markets, they calmed investors, and then everybody started focusing on the earnings started about 2 weeks ago. We're in the middle of it now. So far, so good. It's not as bad as feared. We expected negative 6%. It's only about negative 4.7 or so, 4.8%.
Okay. So with that market environment, how would you describe investor sentiment over the past month?
They're still very uncertain, right? Uncertainty is something that investors don't like. They are expecting, they've been expecting a recession for the longest time now. It was the most expected recession, and now it's also the most postponed recession in history. And they're really wondering when that's going to come, because the data, economic data, every time comes in stronger than expected. They are now turning their eyes to the Fed meeting and the ECB meeting this week to see if this is it. This is the last interest rate hike or not.
But I also recently read an article that the concerns of a stagflation is also lingering. What do you think about that?
That's right. There are many scenarios that are still possible, stagflation being one of them, probably a lower probability scenario, but still definitely if the Fed feels that it keeps having to raise interest rates or the ECB because of inflation, and then we have recession down by the end of the year, we could have a stagflation scenario. Yes, that's it. That's in the cards, and that's one of the things unnerving some investors.
Okay. And going back to investor sentiment now, you know, it was shaken by, as you mentioned, the series of bank failures in the U.S. and Europe recently. Is sentiment yet to recover, or what factors can help recover sentiment?
Sentiment hasn't really recovered. What it's gone, it's gone from being bearish to just being negative, but it's still negative, right? So people are still buying safety assets like large cap, well-diversified revenue-based stocks, value stocks, low volatility, low beta stocks, and you know, things like consumer staples, utilities are in favor, but not so much consumer discretionary, not so much banks, obviously, or real estate.
And since we're entering a new month now, I just want to, you know, have a recap of how has investor sentiment then changed over the past 180 days?
So really what we've seen is kind of a deterioration. They were so happy in January. They thought they had timed the inflation cycle right, and we had 5, 6, 7 consecutive months of declining inflation. But yet, you know, the data does not corroborate these facts, and we're still waiting for a recession to happen. We're still waiting for a reason for central banks to stop hiking rates, and that's not coming. So I think they've been a little bit disappointed, and now they're going back towards the safety end of the market.
So would you say there was a shift in investment strategies as well amid the recent combination of declining markets and a recovering sentiment?
Yes, definitely. I think they've not only gotten rid of their risk-tolerant assets back in March and early April, but now they're piling onto the risk-averse ones as well. So they're really doubling up on safety.
Okay. So I just want to re-clarify, you know, when there's declining markets, wouldn't you really say that sentiment is also declining? Why is there such a dissonance between markets and sentiment at the moment?
So that's a good point. Markets have been, you know, pretty much up since the banking crisis, but the rise in market is driven by this demand for safety assets, for risk-averse assets, right? For consumer staples, for utility stocks, for pharmaceuticals, and that sort of thing. It's not being driven by risky assets like consumer discretionary growth stocks or tech, you know, small tech companies. It's driven by this need to protect the downside because there's too much uncertainty.
Okay. Then what kind of strategies do investors look for when there's a combination of rising markets and falling sentiment?
So it's usually, you know, it doesn't really last long. The dissonance between the markets and sentiment usually doesn't last long. So I think this is just a rebalancing exercise right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to need to see to know, first of all, where does the Fed and the ECB stand on interest rates from now on? Mm-hmm. Earnings have been good so far. The economy still seems okay. But they need a little bit of reassurance from the monetary policy. I think that's the key for them to stop this rebalancing and let things ride for a while.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that this dissonance between markets and sentiments, it's not a long-lasting effect. Is it still widening at the moment, or is it kind of closing, you know, the gap?
In about half the markets, it's narrowing. So it's narrowing in you know, Japan, mm-hmm. China, and the U.S. and places like that. It's still pretty, you know, bigger than what I would like, in especially in Europe and the U.K., where markets have been rising and sentiment has been declining. So that one has been very hard to explain or understand, and really signals that investors there are completely rebalancing their portfolios towards the safety part of the market.
Mm-hmm. So when do you see them this gap to narrow fully?
I think once they get a little bit more comfortable about where monetary policy is headed, if this is the last rate hike for both of them, great, then we can start planning. Mm-hmm. If it isn't, then we still have this potential for a stagflation or a hard landing scenario down the line. So that's the problem. Too much uncertainty right now. They need some answers before they feel comfortable and sentiment can rise again.
So if the U.S. Fed opt for another rate hike and they further signal that rate hikes are here to stay for longer this week, can we expect market sentiment and markets to, again, widen their gap?
Definitely, yes. And I think the bond market is saying that. The bond market is screaming recession, but the stock market hasn't yet. So I think there is dissonance not just between sentiment and markets in the equity world, but also across asset classes.
Okay, so speaking of equities and bonds, you know, there's also been, you know, a recent return to the negative correlation between the both of them. What does that signal?
And that's been helpful. So investors have not had to really rush to the safe end of the equity market because they could diversify their risk or hedge their equity risk with bond investment. But recently, we're seeing that negative correlation come back to neutral again. So that hedge isn't there. Therefore, they have to go and swim at the defensive end of the equity bond.
Okay. So what can we expect this month? Will investor sentiment be better this month? What do you think?
I think sentiment has already improved from bearish to just negative.
Right.
We might get to neutral, but I don't think I wouldn't expect too much because the uncertainty is still here for a while longer.
Okay.
The factors behind the uncertainty are still in play, and that's going to take some time to work out.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Olivier, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Olivier Dessier, who is the head of applied research of APAC at Contigo. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.